Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Wednesday Edition, where student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Wednesday night. I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. This week, we got two big things going on in our high school and our middle school ministries. Over in our high school, we're going to be talking about unshaken courage. Unshaken courage calls us to boldly live for and to share Christ, even when it costs us, because our hope is secure in Him. Over in our middle school worship center, we will be having our fifth annual middle school YouTube Shorts Gospel Challenge. So, first off, over in the high school, we're in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 22. And here's what Peter writes. Who then will harm you if you are devoted to what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear or be intimidated, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, ready at any time to give a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet, do this with gentleness and reverence. Now, what does that mean? One, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's choosing faith over fear. Following Jesus might cost you something, your comfort, your reputation, maybe even relationships. But Peter says, even if you suffer for doing what's right, you are blessed. Also, our confidence comes from Christ. We don't have to be intimidated because our hope isn't in circumstances, it's in Jesus who suffered for us and now reigns victorious. Also, be ready to share your hope with grace. Verse 15 says, also be ready to give a defense, yet do this with gentleness and reverence. Courage isn't about being loud or combative. It's about being steady, humble, and clear. Our tone matters as much as our truth. And why can we live this way? Well, verse 18 tells us that for Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. Jesus suffered for us and he won. That means our suffering isn't the end of the story. Our hope is secure because he reigns. So our big idea for this week is unshaken courage is rooted in Jesus' victory. It's humble, it's bold, and it's a powerful witness to the world. Now, let's head across the hall to our middle school crew. Again, this week they're going to be doing the fifth annual Middle School YouTube Gospel Challenge. So here's what's happening. They're going to gather in small groups and they're going to prep a 1-minute YouTube short style video sharing the gospel. Each group will get a fun prompt. For example, the NFL has asked you to make a 1-minute commercial sharing the gospel for the Super Bowl. Then they'll get some guidelines to keep it clear and creative, and then the fun begins. This night is a fun, interactive way to practice evangelism because sharing your faith doesn't have to be scary. It can be creative, bold, and even fun. Also, don't forget that next week is fall break and we will not be meeting on Wednesday, October the 8th. So enjoy the week off. Well, friends, that's all I have for this week's episode of Group Chat Wednesday Edition. Thank you so much for leading with intention. Your role matters deeply in helping students grow in Christ. Keep the conversation real, keep it rooted in Scripture, and always point back to Jesus. We'll see you next time.